This country's Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, met with ambassadors of the European Union on the margins of the 44th regular meeting of CARICOM heads taking place in the Bahamas. Prime Minister Gonsalves hosted the meeting in his capacity as President of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States, CELAC. He says the meeting discussed details of the CELAC summit to be held in Spain in July of this year.
I'm just calling a few minutes before we begin a meeting with the European Union delegation. It's now just after 7:30 here. I want to get in this meeting very early. They came especially to the Bahamas to see me in my capacity as president of CELAC in preparation for the meeting in July. Back this morning, a few minutes ago, I called President Charles Michel, who is president of the European Council, who is the leader on the side of the European in Brussels, and we meet in Spain under the presidency of Spain for that time in the European Union. We're trying to work out the agenda and the elements of the preparation. Here with Dr. Slater, with the presidential secretariat for CELAC in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Jamisha Prince from the New York Mission, who's assigned to our team in CELAC. Jamisha is going to be within the OECS framework at the Brussels Mission for a year, so that she will work along with Ambassador in charge of the OECS trade mission in Geneva, which is just an hour away from Brussels by train.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. The European Union engagement with the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, is part of a flexible approach to its relations with Latin America and the Caribbean, combining different levels of relations, regional, sub-regional, and bilateral. St. Vincent and the Grenadines was elected to take over the rotating presidency of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States for 2023. I am Ashisi Assam with today's CELAC reports.